With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess. The Detweiler fire has burned 25,000 acres since Sunday in the hills east of Merced. More than 1,400 fire personnel are battling the blaze that's destroyed 8 structures and is threatening 1,500 others. FM 89's Ezra David Romero reports more on the blaze that's still only 5% contained.
I caught Todd Layton as he was locking up his 3 businesses on the main drag of the historic gold mining town of Mariposa. He got the call mid-afternoon that the fire was only about 5 miles away from the candy, souvenir, and bead shops he owns in Mariposa.
Not that far. It's all mom and pop shops, so everybody has their livelihood in these places, and it's what we have. It's all we have.
He stayed open as long as he could, but he says he shut down because when he walked outside, the fire seemed close.
I don't think I've ever seen our sun orange like that, that's for sure.
I know, the sun's orange.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I've never seen it like that. It looked a lot worse earlier. It's just that we have a little bit heavier and blacker ashes falling down right now.
65-year-old Tom Ryan is also one of the more than 1,700 residents in the area forced to evacuate.
Around 2 o'clock, an ash cloud came over. It was like it was snowing in the summertime. The smoke was getting really dark, and put my dog in the truck and left.
With so many people evacuating, the American Red Cross opened at least 2 evacuation centers. Ryan and his dog showed up at one in Oakhurst and was shifted to a 3rd that opened nearby. He hopes he can return home soon. Sharon Capps, her sister Janice Lindgren, and I are watching a massive DC-10 plane drop load after load of retardant on a glowing hill above the old gold mining town of Mariposa.
Biggest fire I have seen here.
There's a helicopter right there.
It's going way back, like up toward Yosemite.
The sisters are camping on a plot of land they own not too far from here. They evacuated their homes nearby early, knowing a fire can rapidly move through the steep grassy terrain in this area.
It looks like the wind has calmed down now, but at 4 o'clock the wind was whipping. You don't want to get stuck down in a hole where you can't get out.
Kobe Johns is a public information officer on the blaze. He says the drought, followed by heavy rain, are part of the reason why this fire has grown so big so fast.
Lots of tall grasses, lots of bushes. They provide essentially like a ladder to the trees, and a lot of those trees are dead oak trees, and then you have fire spreading from tree to tree.
John says the fire nearly doubled in size the first night, and he hopes crews are able to tame the blaze before it has the opportunity to spread to even more populated mountain areas nearby. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero in Mariposa.